few weeks ago, when we gathered as the diocese for our annual clergy conference, we had a special celebration for Bishop Serba, as it has been 10 years since he has been named to the Bishop of the Diocese of Duluth. And when you look at a history of the diocese, it's sort of divided into the chapters relative to who was the bishop at that particular time. There's a big, thick book published by P.J. Kennedy, and it's all of the statistics and parishes of the diocese, but it always starts out with a chronology of the bishops. This man was bishop for so long, so long, so long, and so long, and that's part of the history of our diocese, is all the bishops that have been our chief shepherds. But tragically, another part of the diocese, when the history is written, will be the last 4 years in which we had to enter into bankruptcy because of the sexual abuse and the clergy crisis. And so today, and as many of you know, we recently, since got out of bankruptcy because the court approved the recommendation that was placed before them. And so the bishop has asked this letter to be read in all of the parishes this weekend. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as you have probably heard, this week the bankruptcy court approved the joint agreement reached earlier this year between the survivors of clergy sexual abuse and the diocese. This agreement now takes effect, meaning that after nearly 4 years, survivors will receive financial compensation for what they have suffered, and the diocese will emerge from bankruptcy. No amount of money can ever heal the suffering of those innocent brothers and sisters of ours. Only Jesus, the divine physician, can do that. But it can serve as a sign of repentance and accountability and solidarity. As I said at the outset of this process, those who have suffered abuse in the church remain our precious brothers and sisters who have been harmed and deserve nothing less than our particular love and support. Their courage and insistence in speaking out, while hopefully helping them on their journey to healing, has also helped the church to be accountable and to do the right things in ways we have not managed to do on our own. They deserve our thanks for this. This agreement will affect all of us. As we have recognized from the outset, we will be a poorer church financially going forward. In addition to insurance money and funds from the diocese itself, every parish in the diocese has voluntarily agreed to contribute to the settlement, as have many other Catholic entities in the diocese. The diocese has contributed from savings, from the sale of the bishop's residence, and by going into debt. The details of this are available elsewhere. Please contact us with your questions. But I want to address you briefly today as your pastor. And when the bishop says that, we need to be reminded that the bishop is the chief pastor of the parishes in the Diocese of Duluth. That's why when he comes here for confirmation, he always carries that little shepherd's crook, the thing we call a crozier. And so he is our chief pastor. But I want to address you briefly as your pastor. We are experiencing a purification, and throughout the process, the faithful of the diocese have had a mix of often conflicting emotions. Compassion for those who are hurt, anger at those who hurt them or failed to protect them, disappointment, frustration, grief, doubt, betrayal, fear, fatigue, and more. Our Catholic faith gives us an essential truth of communion here, that the church, despite our sins, is the body of Christ, born from his wounded side on the cross. The blood and water that poured from his side are the supernatural sources of healing and reconciliation and peace. St. Paul teaches that each of us have our place within this one body, and that within it, when one member suffers, all suffer. And that when one member sins, we are all wounded by it. Even if we have not suffered abuse ourselves, we have a share in the suffering of our innocent and vulnerable brothers and sisters who did. And although we did not personally commit the grave sins of abuse or its cover-up, we have a share in making reparation for our brothers who did. The priests and other clergy of our diocese have taken this reality personally, contributing more than $70,000 of their own money to the settlement in grief at what their brothers in ministry have done. While this is a new stage in the life of the church, the journey of healing and reconciliation and doing everything we can to wipe this scourge of abuse from our midst is, as I have often said, the work of a lifetime. There is a danger of fatigue here, of growing weary of hearing these heartbreaking stories, or of imagining it's all over now and letting our vigilance go slack. We cannot allow that to happen. Our efforts at creating safe environments since 1992 have made a vast difference. But without diligence and persisting in those efforts, what is to prevent the repeat of these horrors, which, as daily headlines remind us, continue to plague all of society? No, we must learn the painful lessons of the past decades thoroughly and keep putting what we have learned into practice. As we continue to experiencing all these things, I ask you to do so with an open heart, offering your suffering in union with the suffering of Jesus on the cross, in solidarity with those who have been hurt, and in reparation for the terrible sins and crimes of those who wounded them, for which we are brought low everywhere in the world this day. In the midst of our poverty and grief and humiliation, our call remains the same, and it's a hopeful one. Holiness and faithfulness to Jesus, and bringing the joy of his friendship to our part of the world, making him known and loved in northeastern Minnesota, and being ministers of his mercy, which is his love where people are hurting. We can be confident that God, in the mystery of his providence, brings good out of everything, even our suffering and poverty and broken hearts. Please pray that one good he will bring from all this is reconciliation and healing within the church. I close again by offering my deep sorrow and humble apology on behalf of the local church, all its clergy and all its faithful, to anyone in our midst who has been harmed by sexual abuse. We hold you close in prayer and stand ready to hear you, to offer whatever pastoral assistance we can, and as we have for many years, to assist you in obtaining counseling to help in your healing process. Yours in Christ, Paul D. Serba, Bishop of the Diocese of Duluth.